If you observe the president in his speech before the question, he never really gave prominent attention to security in the country, except to mention that clearance has been given to the police to recruit about 2,000 additional force. And I was quite perplexed given the incident that happened about three men arrested with suspected handmade grenades. And I think that the president missed the opportunity to communicate to the general public and reassure them that indeed he is the chief executive of the country and that our security was intact. But nevertheless, can you blame the president? He doesn't write the speeches. So I put the blame squarely on his handler. And it gives a certain impression about our attitude towards security in this country. Let us not forget, there is a deal between security and development. In the absence of one, the other doesn't happen.
His responses to the issue of vigilantism.
Well, he said he was appalled about the behavior of the NPP political hooligan. But here again, we have a commander-in-chief who would come publicly to condemn actions of his own party. But little action is done. Are we sure, as a country, if we want to come together and look at ways in disbanding all the political hooliganism or malicious infestation, we can do it. We can do it. I think it is high time we stop the rhetoric and move to action.
Mr. Cotton said prevailing conditions in the country, such as high unemployment and politicization of national issues, are fertile grounds for terrorists to infiltrate and stay in Ghana because they are losing grounds in Syria and the Middle East.
You see, the current prevailing conditions in Ghana today, it presents an excellent opportunity for these terrorist organizations. And this is what they're looking for, because they are losing ground in Syria and Iraq. And they are looking for opportunities in otherwise stable countries within the African sub-region. Look at Ghana today. Unemployment is so high. We have very politicized chieftaincy conflict. We have militias under gestation. And we also have, we've not been citizens and been spectators in the sense that everything in this country is viewed in political lenses. So if we don't wake up as a country and we continue to go in this pageant, we are just sitting on the time bomb. And look, it's high time we stop criticizing our security personnel. They are the product of their own training. It's just like the computer, garbage in, garbage out. Why are we having security personnel who cannot read and write? How did they get into the system? How do we have security men and women be moved when there are changes in government? Today, can you arrest a party full soldier? You can't do it.
Head Executive Director of the African Center for Security and Counterterrorism, Emmanuel Cotton.